Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. In New Bedford, a group of parishioners from the St. Lawrence Martyr Church are trying to retrieve 14 bells that had hung in the church tower for almost 130 years. The bells are on their way to Cincinnati. They were in need of repair, so this past November, the church sold them to the Cincinnati-based Verdon Bell Company and will use the proceeds to make much-needed structural repairs to their church. But the parishioners say the bells belong in New Bedford, and they're trying to raise $75,000 to get them back. Suzanne Sullivan is leading the fundraising effort, and she joins me now from Fairhaven. Suzanne Sullivan, good to have you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Anthony. Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
Yeah, so tell us a little about these bells, why they're so important to you and your fellow parishioners in New Bedford.
All right, Anthony. These bells were put up, actually it's 130 years ago last week, and these bells were put up by people that saved so much money and worked so hard. They were immigrants, a lot of them, and they were put up in honor of God and of, you know, all the work they had done. And these bells are just very, very special. They're a 14-bell chime. They can play any kind of music. They're just beautiful. And we feel they're historically important to the city of New Bedford. St. Lawrence Church is the one of the fourth oldest churches in New England. And these bells have been up longer than the bells at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York. And they are absolutely beautiful. And to have them leave the city that they came to in 1888 is just beyond our comprehension. We just can't.
I understand, and I hear how much they mean to you. So the bells, as we mentioned, could be headed to Cincinnati, but I understand that the Verdon Bell Company says they'll let you have them back for the cost of the bells and what they spent taking them down, which is about $75,000. So how close are you to reaching your fundraising goal?
Well, we are approaching 60,000. We're in the mid 50,000, and we've done that in a month, and it's been remarkable. The people that have helped us, it's just unbelievable. It has totally renewed my faith in human beings, because people I don't know, people we do know, I mean, everybody has just been so wonderful. And we've made a lot of money in a short period of time. And the Verdon Bell Company has been very, very good with us as far as giving us this time. They have extended it.
So how long do you have to raise? What? So you're about $12,000 or $15,000 short.
Yeah, about that, Anthony. About that. We have another probably 10 days, 8 to 10 days. But I really think our lawyer spoke with them the other day, and they said they're so impressed with what we've done that they just can't get over it, and that they're just willing. I think they're really willing to work with us to finish this up, so that the bells will not leave New Bedford. And I think they realize that the bells shouldn't have been sold the way they were, and they realize that. And I think that they are working with us because they feel that it was not done properly.
Well, we reached out to the folks at the St. Lawrence Martyr Church and the Fall River Diocese, and they referred us to a statement which came out, I believe, last year, which said that they decided to sell the bells because it would cost much more to repair them. And the sales of the bells netted $32,000 for the parish, which will go toward much-needed building repairs. So what's wrong with that logic? Isn't it worth giving up the bells to preserve the historic church building?
Absolutely not. I worked at the parish as a volunteer for 4 years, from 2010 to 2014, and we raised close to $380,000 to work on this tower and stabilize the bells. The bells are in perfect condition. They needed the electronic system to be updated. Those bells would have stayed up there another 150 years without a problem. It was the tower that needed to be fixed, and we had raised the money for that. So now what they claim is that there's $1 million worth of work to be done. Well, $30,000 for bells that are worth at least three times that amount of money, it doesn't make any sense. It's just not logical whatsoever.
Well, Suzanne, it sounds like you're well on your way toward this $75,000 goal. If you get that money and are able to, and you're able to repurchase the bells, what's the next step? First of all, where will they go? They're not going to go back in the original church tower, are
they? No, they can't. Unfortunately, that's where they should be, but they're not going to be, because once that would happen, the church would own the bells again, which is not an option. So we would talk with the city. you know, the councilors, the mayor, and all the people in the city, the Historic Commission, the Preservation Society, to work toward a good place to put them, whether it be the waterfront down in New Bedford, Fort Tabor in the South End, Common Park. We would have a structure built, and we would work probably with the Verdon Bell Company to get them electrified and ringing again. We want them all to ring again.
So, Suzanne, if people are listening to this and they want to help, how should they get in touch with you?
Well, the best way at this point is really to get in touch with me personally, because we're on such a short timeline here. We have a lawyer, and checks have been going to his office, but it's better now for people to really send them to me.
All right. And Suzanne, I'm just informed by my producer that we have a link on our website, radioboston.org, which explains to people how to get in touch directly with you.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
All right.
Thank you. And when you said, Anthony, if we get it, it's not if, Anthony, we're going to get it. We are going to get it. We're going to get the money. We're going to keep the bells.
All right. Well, it sounds like you are indeed. So that's, go ahead, Suzanne.
We also are going to, you know, anybody who gives money in memory of anybody, we're going to do a plaque of some kind or some kind of a memory booklet, and we'll have a big celebration.
All right. Well, that's Suzanne Sullivan from Fairhaven. She's spearheading the fundraising efforts to buy back 14 historic bells to bring them back to New Bedford. Suzanne Sullivan, thanks so much, and have a happy New Year.
Thank you, Anthony. You also. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Finally today, we at Radio Boston want to say goodbye and thank you to our senior producer, Kathleen McNerney. Kathleen joined Radio Boston almost 5 years ago, and since then, she's been an indispensable part of our team. Those of us who have the privilege of sitting behind this microphone from time to time to bring all of you the news, the interviews, the produced pieces, rely on the patience, the dedication, and the talent of our producers who toil behind the scenes, often without the recognition and the thanks that they deserve. Kathleen has all of that in spades, patience, dedication, and talent. She also has an abundance of good humor, and everyone here at Radio Boston is going to miss her. That includes me. Now, the good news for us and for you is that she's not going far. In fact, she'll be relocating to a desk just a few feet away from us, working as editor with WBUR's Edify team, focusing on education coverage. So Radio Boston's loss is Edify's gain. Still, we will miss her. So best of luck in the new job, Kathleen. And from everyone at Radio Boston, thank you. And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of 90.9 WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. Our show is produced by Kathleen McNerney, Jamie Bologna, Allison Bruzek. We had help today from Zoe Mitchell and Anna Saldinger and Cassandra Sunt. Tim Skog is our technical director. Our executive producer is Hitesh Hathi. I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.